A Jewish Journal article. The Power of Soup, Iraqi Chicken Shorba. What is it about friendships that intertwine and connect generations? As a young man, my grandfather was sent from the bustling city of Baghdad to the sleepy village of Al-Azhar, the mystical burial place of the Prophet Ezra. A pilgrimage site that is holy to both Jews and Muslims, the large compound sits on the western bank of the Tigris River, shaded by many palm trees. It was there that he met and married my grandmother and started his teaching career. He reminisced that on the day he arrived, all the students gathered to greet him with cheers. One of those students was my grandmother's cousin, Yeheskel Avrahami. When the Iraqi Jews were transplanted to Israel in the early 1950s, my grandfather was a headmaster of schools in Kiryat Ono, Zikron Yaakov and Benyamina. The Avrahami family settled in Jerusalem. Yeheskel got a job working in a shoe factory, where he met his wife Esther. A Sabra, she also spoke Arabic because her parents hailed from Aleppo. The two families maintained a devoted friendship, and my mother remembers that as a young girl, she thought that Yeheskel and Esther were the most romantic couple that she had ever met. My grandparents emigrated to Australia in 1967. In 1973, Yeheskel and Esther and their three children, Ronit, Yigal and Yossi, moved to Los Angeles, where they joined his eldest sister Meta Jacobs and her family. Three of my uncles moved to Los Angeles in the 70s and my family joined in 1981. My grandparents spent months at a time in Los Angeles and always spent time with Meta, Yeheskel and their sister Shula. Over the years there were bar mitzvahs and weddings and we always celebrated together. Yossi was in my grade and it was almost as though our generation inherited the friendships of our parents. Neil, Rachel's husband, was also very close to Yossi. When Yossi found his own Esther, Rachel and I fell in love with her too. And now the fourth generation are friends too. Over the years, whenever I ever saw Yeheskel, he always gave me the biggest smile and always managed to express his gratitude that my grandfather was his mo'elem, his teacher. When Yeheskel was in the hospital about 6 years ago, Rachel and I felt pretty helpless. But we knew the one thing we could do to show our love and support was to show up. And of course, bring some home-cooked food. Rachel brought barikas and a rose con pollo. I knew exactly what I would bring, my grandmother's shorba, an Iraqi tomato chicken soup with rice. Shorba is the hearty soup you make when the weather outside is cold and gray. Shorba is the smooth creamy soup you make when someone is sick and you want to nurse them back to health. Shorba is the soup you make when you want simple home-cooked goodness. Shorba has the soothing flavor of chicken, the comfort of rice, the cooling menthol of cardamom, the brightness of tomatoes and the healing power of onion and garlic and spices. I had never cooked shorba before and I didn't have a recipe. But the flavors were so ingrained in my brain and taste buds that I managed to make a delicious pot of soup. Yeheskel loved it. And so will you and your family. Iraqi chicken shorba. 5 tablespoons olive oil, 1 large onion, diced 6 tomatoes, diced 10 cardamom pods, gently crushed 1 teaspoon sweet paprika, 1 teaspoon turmeric, 1 teaspoon allspice, 2 large chicken breasts with bones, 8 cloves of garlic, chopped 2 medium potatoes, diced 6 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 cups of jasmine rice, rinsed and soaked for 1 hour, 8 cups water, sea salt, fresh ground black pepper. Fry onions in olive oil over medium heat, until they are transparent. Add tomatoes and spices and sauté for 3 minutes. Add chicken breasts and sauté for 5 minutes. Add garlic, potatoes and tomato paste and sauté for 5 minutes. Add rice and water, stir well and bring to a boil. Add salt and pepper to taste. Reduce heat, cover tightly and let simmer for 45 minutes. Shred chicken and serve in the soup. Rachel Chef and Sharon Gompertz have been friends since high school. They love cooking and sharing recipes. They have collaborated on Sephardic Educational Center projects and community cooking classes. Follow them on Instagram at SEP Hardik Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food.